This is Twit.
So this goes to your Chinese point, Stacey. I just put on the bottom of the rundown, George Nima, who's an old friend of mine who's in Europe, went to China and learned about the social credit system.
Oh, fascinating.
Oh, and that is good.
Really, really scary. And what happens in China, of course, is that the populace finds things that don't get caught. So white supremacists in America are now talking about pit bulls, and killing pit bulls is a secret language for anti-white in the view.
Oh, interesting.
So, but you look at this Chinese thing.
No, they just say it because pit bulls are proxies for white people. George writes here, words cannot describe the way I feel right now. I am shaking physically. But the Chinese government is implementing a system which will assign a social credit rating to every citizen based on government data regarding their economic and social status. It works as a mass surveillance tool. It uses big data analysis technology. In addition, it's also meant to rate businesses operating in the Chinese market. If you've seen Black Mirror's Nosedive, this is it. I mean, we have seen that. That's exactly what it sounds like. The rating algorithm, known only to the government. President Xi's plan is based on the stated government principle, once untrustworthy, always restricted.
That's chilling.
Minorities.
Hey, we don't let felons vote.
Right. Minorities and minority opinions will be negatively rated as a result of this program. Political dissidents, journalists, and jaywalkers, petty thieves, and others. The consequences of negative ratings, and we've heard some of this, include restricted movement, career potential, access to services. People who, who associate with people with negative rankings will also be negatively ranked. So there's an incentive to isolate and marginalize minority opinions. There is no appeal process. Once you're rated, that's it. There's no system to challenge positive or negative ratings. And he CCs you, Jeff.
Yep.
Yes. This is, Kevin and I talk about this stuff all the time because we're intrigued by it. What's crazy is the amount of technology that we have deployed that China is using in this process. So think the surveillance cameras, they're putting wearables on workers to track their emotions during work so they can understand what makes a person productive.
We do have something very similar here in the United States. It's called a FICO score.
Yeah, this is not like a FICO score.
But good luck appealing your FICO score.
Yes, but that only affects your credit rating, which does, I'm not saying that's not insignificant, but this can affect like if your kid gets into the right school and
your FICO score. There's redlining. We never got all rid of sorts. Redlining in this country.
No.
And there's all sorts of subtle economic redlining. I agree. We are not anywhere near what China's doing, but that is absolutely the end game, the potential for this kind of stuff. And that's why it really is important we pay attention.
Like government's more frightening than companies.
Well, so that's a good question. We assume that the government's more frightening because they have these broad, unrestricted powers. But the way our current government's going, if you look at like what happened with, is it Experian or Equifax? I can't remember which one.
Equifax.
Not getting.
I called them Experian for a while, but it's Equifax.
Yes. So not getting in any trouble. If you look at how companies are corrupting our government, it's kind of boiling down to the same thing.
Well, I think that's why I mentioned FICO scores, because that is not governmental. That is private industry. And while it is nowhere near as nasty as the social credit system in China, it has some of the same attributes. And it doesn't have to just be government. If it's going to happen in the U.S., it's probably going to happen through private corporations, I would bet.
Well, and there are insurance firms who look at like your Facebook friends to see if
there are employers who look at your Facebook friends before they hire you.
And mortgage. It's credit risk, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in there. So it's just this is a cautionary tale. This is something we should be.
Very much so.
This is the end game on stuff like this. You got this is,